FEMA, along with Brooklyn officials, held a town hall meeting last night in Canarsie. The meeting, held at the Holy Family Church on Flatlands Avenue in Brooklyn, was packed beyond capacity with residents who say their neighborhood had been forgotten by media and public officials. While the damage has not been as severe as in many low-lying areas, the working-class neighborhood has creeks and inlets which surged over, flooding hundreds of basements and some first floors. Many are still without power, and some say toxic sewage is seeping into their basements. WBAI's Sally O'Brien was at last night's meeting and files this report.
Hundreds of Canarsie residents poured into Canarsie's Holy Family Church to ask for help. The attendees were mostly working class and black, homeowners who say the city has deserted them in their time of need.
I think that's pretty unfortunate. I think the word hasn't gotten out. I think at this point we're kind of like the neglected or forgotten community, maybe because our voices haven't been loud enough, but it's still unfortunate. The interesting thing is that prior to the storm, I went on the website and checked to find out whether or not we were in evacuation area A, and we live right by the water, 1,000 feet. In fact, I was dropped from my insurance because I'm 1,000 feet from the water. However, we were not designated as zone A, which was curious to me, but based on that, me trusting the city, we did not evacuate, and I didn't recommend my tenants to evacuate either. And as we know, that was to our detriment.
What happened?
Well, there were cars underwater on my street. You know, we had a tidal surge. I'm the first block from the Bell Parkway. There was a tidal surge of water coming over. You know, if you can picture what we saw, the tsunami looking like, maybe not that high, but you see waves coming over trees coming into your street. You don't expect that in Brooklyn.
Have you gotten favorable answers from FEMA today?
Not all the way. It's interesting. If the owner is not present, meaning that if the owner doesn't live on the premises, they're really not entitled to anything. What they recommend and can offer is a SBA loan at a low interest rate, but I did not anticipate that and don't really want to incur more debt. I'm trying to get out of debt. You know, a boiler is $5,000. What do I do now?
Residents lined up at the microphone to tell story after story. Some spoke individually with one of the four FEMA representatives.
I had a pine tree, three trees in one, that fell into my backyard, and it's damaged all of my fence. I have a 27-year-old autistic son that wants to go out in the back, and he can't go out in the back because it damaged the... They set the call for assistance. They took all my information, and they're trying to send me to Coney Island. Why should I go to Coney Island? That's what she told me. Go to Coney Island, and they have FEMA people there. They're right here. Why they can't give me the answer?
The basement floor, they wipe out. Everything is destroyed completely, you know. I called FEMA. He said he's going to send the inspector to show between 3 to 5 days. Tomorrow will be the 6 days, but nobody show up. That's why I come here to know what's going to happen. I don't have no heat, no hot water. I said, it's lady here, I don't know what you're going to tell me. The inspector has to see it first before I move anything down.
No, the inspector doesn't have to see. You have to take pictures.
But I can't move it right now.
You can move it. Take pictures and get it out of there. Because we want you to be safe. And okay. So you just make sure you have pictures and documentation. Then they can make a determination with that.
Can you tell me when you're going to send an inspector?
I don't. But if you haven't heard from them by tomorrow, call back and tell them you haven't gotten an inspection yet.
But I called this home.
I'm here to find out what's going on. What are they doing for us? Because my basement flooded. And I lost everything in my basement. So I just...
And electricity?
Electricity. I lost electricity. I lost my boiler system. I lost all my clothing, all my washing machine, my dryer, everything. I lost everything. And I don't know where to go on from here. And I really want to know what's going on. What are they going to do to help the community? As a matter of fact, you know what? Canarsie flooded and no one came to that area. No one came to the area. I didn't see any news, anyone come, and we lost a lot of damage. We get a lot of damage down there.
Have you spoken to any of the FEMA inspectors today?
I register online, and I'm waiting for a call from them, and it has been last Wednesday, and I haven't heard anything from them.
Willie Nunn is FEMA's point of contact for Brooklyn Kings County.
My response is to help these disaster survivors after the event. My main role is to make sure that folks who are eligible and making sure that they register for FEMA. And I got to use the 1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-3362, last four, FEMA. Because that's where they get into the system. That's where we get out to them. Once they register, we get an inspector to come schedule an appointment, check the damages, and then that information goes back to a case, and it's decided whether they what they're eligible for. FEMA does not make you whole. FEMA gives you the assistance to get started again, to make sure you can possibly get a good start for a safe, sanitary place. It also doesn't duplicate insurance benefits. So if your home is insured or your goods are insured, we go after that, and there's a limit on that. But whatever we do under this program is a grant to the survivors.
So basically it's about reimbursing people and helping them in terms of loss?
Yes, ma'am. In terms of loss, and like I said, it's to get them a chance to get restarted. In this catastrophic event, it's going to be a marathon versus a sprint. It's going to be a long haul.
There's been a lot of criticism, particularly from people in public housing, in the projects, in Coney Island particularly, which is much more remote, and in Red Hook. The Red Hook people are getting a lot of community support. They say that they see a lone FEMA truck there, but that nobody's really helping them. They have water that they're getting out of fire hydrants, elders living on top floors. What can FEMA do, and why hasn't FEMA been in those housing projects?
For those, I have been working with the local officials. Actually, I was with some of your local leaders of Red Hook in that area today, right before this meeting, saying what areas can we set up another disaster recovery center in the area. I want to have a panel of experts, not just me, but folks who actually sit there, work their registrations, and can talk to the public about what they're eligible for. I need to get the ground truth of what we have here so we can bring in commodities. You mentioned commodities, water and food. Talking to those officials today, I'm going back through my system to request points of distribution so we can get more in this area for folks that need it and making sure we get it to the right spots. Working through the state, making sure we put it in the right spots for the folks who are in the most need.
It does seem that the folks in Coney Island are the stepchildren in this process. I mean, they really are getting almost no help at all.
My job is to make that go away. If that's a perception out there, my job is to make that go away. And I plan to do my job. Whatever we need to do to get them registered, and when I find pockets like this, we'll do to get them registered. I just need to know. And that's why I got boots on the ground, people knocking on doors to say, can we use this spot? Can we use this area? Is it, if we're in the Nor'easter, is it safe and secure, not just for the survivors, but for my employees, and making sure everybody's safe so we can do these things.
And if people do have cell phones and they can call, they call?
1-800-621-3362. That's 1-800-621-FEMA.
Part of Canarsie falls within the 42nd Council District, and City Council member Charles Barron was on hand last night speaking with residents and FEMA officials.
We're telling FEMA that, number one, don't be denying any claim because you didn't come quick enough, and we want you to come more thoroughly. This is the forgotten area, Canarsie. Jamaica Bay is out here. You have the Atlantic Ocean out here, and then the inland water, you have creeks and basins, and you guys are all back there with all of this 21st century equipment. You couldn't predict that these surges would come to this area. People ran for their lives because they were in a zone B, not a zone A, which means they were told not to evacuate because they were all right and they were in zone B. They should have been zone A. They could have gotten out of there with their loved ones and their cars and their valuable stuff. That didn't happen. So since you blew it, then prioritize us. You gotta come into this community. Don't let the insurance companies rip us off. State, monitor that. FEMA, come in here, process these applications. Don't deny nobody of anything.
What is FEMA actually going to do? I mean, what are the possibilities that they can do?
They could take care of their cars. They can take care of their losses, their material losses. They can even provide for them housing, emergency housing. You know, FEMA can do a whole lot. And we need it done and done right away. Nobody should be denied. And that's why we're having this meeting tonight. FEMA's out here. I went all over to give the FEMA number out. Inspectors came. FEMA inspectors did come. But they're not processing the stuff, and they're denying some people. We're saying, unacceptable. That's not going to happen. Yes, it was worse in other places. Other places were far worse. They lost everything. But we will not be denied just because we're not as bad as someone else. It was still horrific out here. And this was the forgotten disaster. It's Canarsie. And we're saying, we're not allowing it.
And finally, what can listeners do to help your constituents in Canarsie and also Coney Island, Red Hook, yes, all the housing projects?
Come by, particularly Coney Island and Canarsie and Mill Basin and some of these areas. If you have any blankets, you know, bring them. If you have water, bring them. If you have some food, bring it. There's some centers and schools that are collecting, and they can go to these schools, and that's another way of doing it. But it's sometimes good to get a bunch of people out and just go around and give out as much as you can.
Charles Barron of Brooklyn's 42nd Council District, and for the WBAI Evening News, I'm Sally O'Brien.